Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. Here is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
this
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday evening here in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by Mr. Cyril Dobrik.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie.
Who's our Monday crew. And welcome, everybody. We're going to have a State of the Union from President Trump tonight, so that's going to be interesting, right?
Loving it.
Is that tonight? Oh my
god! Got my champagne ready. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, and
so excited.
Listen, a lot of things. You know, I watched the. I tried to watch the Grammys last night, and I got to watch. I got what's his name, Jay-Z and Beyonce's little daughter, who you could tell she's going to be a tool when she gets older. That one girl was speaking, and she was like, already had an attitude. I don't know if you saw it. I thought that was interesting.
Didn't see it. Rich kids, I hate them.
Yeah, you could tell. This girl's going to make Jada. Will Smith.
Baron Trump.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's son. What's his name?
Jaden.
I still think it's Baron Trump.
He is the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Learn Kung Fu.
Anyway.
What is it? Jaden?
I think so.
Jaden Smith, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I think she's going to be a tool. Anyway.
It's non-gender fluid. It's great.
That's right. So it was interesting, and then I was watching it, and during the Grammys, they had people auditioning reading Fire and Fury.
What?
Which,
during the Grammys?
They even put that cunt Hillary Clinton on there.
Yeah.
Wait, Hillary Clinton was on the Grammys?
Well, they showed her in this video, like, all reading for the part of being the voice of the book.
The narrator.
Oh, because that's was that a Grammy that was given out?
But that's the thing. There's no, other than just bad-mouthing
Trump.
You know, Trump, and bringing out this book, which has been basically classified fiction.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's the entertainment industry. What do you want?
But
you know,
you
they're all liberals.
I don't know about that.
The
guy's a known liar. There's many people already said it was all bullshit.
Well, you know,
his foreword in the book says,
which, by the way, we're on it because the dossier that were people talking about, the Russian dossier,
right? The Steele dossier that the Republicans paid for, and then the Democrats paid for also.
Well, the bottom line is with that has basically been wrapped up in a big pile of shit. I just want to let you know. But now we want to hear the memos. One of the FBI guys resigned today.
McCabe
resigned, right, under contract.
Yeah.
And you know, and we think it's funny how, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, Trump was talking about firing Mueller when he never did. You know what
and
I mean?
Even if he did talk
well,
about
alleged
it.
That he did.
Well,
whatever.
Well, he discussed people with it, and he was advised not to. That's like saying it's like saying a police officer arrested me because I was thinking about driving home drunk,
right,
and somebody said I shouldn't. And I didn't. And then they said, you know, just because you thought about it, we're going to try to hold that against
he
you.
He did actually fire Comey, though, so that'll be an interesting.
Well, yeah, but you know
how that develops.
Yeah,
does anybody
and
know,
you know
what the president's job is?
Yeah, and you know,
oh,
here's
yeah,
a funny
to
thing
fire
about
people.
That. You know what they're going to find out, by the way? You're going to find out
that he obstructed justice.
No, of all this corruption within the FBI, and you're going to wait till this memo comes out. It's going to come out with all those 50,000 fucking texts between those two lovers.
We all know there's a big conspiracy at the FBI to elect Hillary Clinton. As we all know, we remember every single piece of news that came out from the FBI during the election helped Hillary Clinton.
Well,
we all remember that.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Every time there was news about the FBI, it was positive for Hillary's campaign. That's why she won.
Well, that was the give and take.
Come on.
That was the give and take.
Of your mind.
She could have been arrested, and she will be, and you're going to find a lot of people are going to go down in the next 12 to 18 months on the Democratic side.
This is a fantasy world, man.
No, it's not.
Trump is going down.
No, no, keep dreaming. I'll bet you $1,000 to 10 he isn't. And I'll bet you,
I'll give you $10, and you give me $1,000
that someone on the left, first of all, Trump won't go down for any of this. Obstruction of justice won't be proven or anything.
It can't be proven.
And then secondly, that you'll see people like, whether it goes as high as Hillary or, you know, maybe that mop head, what's that lady in here in South Florida with the cowboy hat
lady?
No, not her, not Donna Walter.
Macho Man.
No, the Jewish lady with the fro, with the grease down.
Schultz.
Schultz, yeah.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
Everybody's calling everybody Nazis. Her last name is Schultz. Yeah,
the
that's it.
Okay.
The
I don't know what that means.
It was Sergeant funny. FBI investigation. The mayor of Hallandale had to resign. She got arrested. The FBI caught her. But you're going to see this, and again, we'll find out more.
What's our bet? I want to know the specific terms. Who versus who?
We'll coordinate
someone in
it
Trump's upper echelon versus someone
I'm not worried
Clinton's
about
it.
No one's going to get it. You know, there are going to be people that we're talking. You mentioned Trump.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'll bet you $1,000
Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort go to prison.
I don't know about that. I'm not betting that. But, I mean, I can care less because that's, you know, irregardless.
Well,
but Trump will finish his term. And in the midst of that term, people are going to be so tired of complaining like things are so horrible when they're actually so good that... You know, I actually heard there was actually a Democrat, some kid, this guy on the left today was in some messaging me, and he was like, you know, I want to see the stock market go down and this. And I said, let me get this straight.
That's garbage.
You want to see millions of people lose their retirement just so you could be right about something?
Look, the economy's doing good right now. I'm fine with it, to be honest. But I still think he obstructed justice. I still think he's going to get in trouble for it.
He didn't obstruct justice when Comey was fired.
I think he did.
No, he didn't. Because how many people are handling it? Just Comey? No, the whole FBI was.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's not in the way. The guy was even, he was fired. Who was it?
All the information to his friend at Columbia.
Who is the cuckoo one out of California? The black woman that keeps calling for his impeachment.
Maxine Waters. Pace 45.
Oh, she's an idiot.
Listen, she was on when this was all going on. She said Comey has no legitimacy and he's irrelevant.
Of course, because she's a political hack for the Democrats.
Well, and you know what I'm saying. So everybody called this guy a dope, and he was a dope. He handled this whole thing wrong. We're going to find out that he was. They were going to find out that he was fired because he mishandled
the whole
investigation with Hillary Clinton.
Wait. Trump fired Comey because he screwed up the investigation against Clinton and released the information early.
No. He got fired because
he allowed them to change the actual wording.
No, he went on TV and said that guy was fired because he was too focused on Russia and he was grandstanding on TV talking about Russia.
Right.
Trump said that. Trump said that was the reason why he fired him.
I don't know if you realize this. A lot of things Trump says, he doesn't actually part of the doing.
So he can say whatever, and you'll just be like, no, that's not related.
Yeah, you can
it's like Ronald Reagan. It's the Ronald Reagan defense.
You can
defense.
Thank your buddy Obama for
he's
that.
He's old. He's a doddering, and he doesn't understand what he's saying. What you're saying.
If you want to blame someone, let's blame Obama, who redacted the Propaganda Act in 2013. And now anybody can say anything they want and not be held accountable for it.
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, of course you don't, because you're ready to spew out some other
No,
nonsense.
I just don't know. What you mean. What's the propaganda thing that Obama redacted?
Listen, go look it up. Look it up on your own time. We're not talking about this shit. I'm just saying that. Listen, when all the liberals around there are saying about how horrible things are, when I get to watch, this is why I'm never going to watch an award show or buy another album from anybody. I'm just going to take any fucking actor or actress. I'm going to do my own shit. Fuck these fucking wannabes.
Look, the entertainment industry is full of liberal idiots.
I'm sick and tired of it. And you know what? If I'm going to watch. If I'm going to watch something, and you're going to go on there and say, oh, from this mess of our country, the fucking country isn't in a mess.
At all.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to solve
racism. Well, the government's
too.
In a mess. The country's fine.
No.
We don't need the government. Let's just get rid of it.
Well, listen, now we're talking about something that,
it's called the National Defense Authorization Act. Read the whole thing and not just the first three pages, and then you'll find out.
But most people
I haven't even read the first page. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not even going to bother. Exactly. All right. So, at any rate.
And the drug war, low taxes. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness you're not running for office. Although it's good that...
Legalized heroin.
It's good that Oprah said she has no interest.
I'm very happy about
right?
that.
I don't care one way or the other.
Eckhart Tolle said not to run, and she said, okay, I won't.
Oprah was not going to win anything.
No, she's not going to win anything. Like just like The Rock ain't going to win anything. And like that clown, the governor of New Jersey, Cory Booker... He's
he'll probably run. And
he'll run, but he won't win.
He ain't getting anything.
Yelled at the woman. Here's the liberals like we should be nice to women, and now he's screaming at this woman because she won't contest that he said shithole when a lot of people didn't really hear it. It was just something that may have been said, may not have been said. Nobody wanted to stand by it.
Still so, on the shithole thing, man. Come
but
on.
But no, but I'm saying. We all know but that Trump... what I'm saying, when a guy like Cory Booker starts screaming at a woman because she won't say that she'll testify that she heard him say that, you know, which is a simple thing. It's like, either way, it's like, in any court of law or anything like that, it's like, you won't contest you heard anybody say that? You're not going to admit that. Nobody would ever. Nobody in their right mind would ever admit that under any jurist type situation. So for him knowing that, supposedly as a legal guy, he's an attorney, and then he's yelling at her for it. He's grandstanding.
He wants to win the nomination.
He's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
That was not the way to do it.
Yeah.
He's pushing.
Who was the guy who screamed in that one? He was like, "Yahoo!" That fucking
Howard
Democratic
Dean.
Howard Dean. That's when. Remember when he screamed? He lost it. Nobody trusted that fucking douche.
My favorite was I think. It might have been today. Huckabee Sanders. She's so great. She ended.
Oh my God.
She ended.
She is such a liar.
With, we'll tell you more about it in the next 7 years. Goodbye.
Yeah, she's great. She's great for that position.
Goodbye, Democrats.
Much better than that poor guy that had baguette.
You're
Spicer.
Never
going to
win again.
She's great. She's the minister of propaganda. She's awful.
She's the
Listen, she's the fucking
mastermind.
Bastard,
you guys like her?
I love her the way she handles
Are you
the fucking
kidding?
Press. She's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey,
you're out of your mind. You watch someone lie to you for 45 years, and you're like, I don't like it when people are telling us the truth. I hate it.
Sarah,
I'm
not a hardcore liberal. I'm distrustful of everyone. And I'm
telling
you, that woman is a liar.
Look at my dress. I'm not a conservative. Look at my hair. Do I look conservative?
Okay.
I'm completely liberal. This is the funnest time.
You used to be so anti-government, and
exactly.
Then Trump got in there, and all of a sudden you're like, it's fine.
I've never said anything good about the government.
The police...
I love Trump. What is the problem with you guys?
Yeah.
I love him.
The police are still arresting you if you have marijuana.
I know.
We're still having wars in all these countries. Trump just sent 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan.
Good. Let's fucking clean that
How
shit up.
How is that good?
They were winning a fight on ISIS, dude.
When Obama did it was terrible.
Nobody said it was terrible back then. We were fine.
No one said a word.
He didn't send troops. He sent some Boy Scouts over there.
And he didn't
Come on.
Send anything. He sent drones. Yeah. And he killed all the children in all the land.
He didn't give a fuck.
There was 100,000 troops under Obama in Afghanistan at a certain point.
He drew back the troops first, and then he tried
to
send it back.
It's down to 8,000.
Yeah.
Next time they tell us a number,
up to 16,000.
Next time they tell us a number of how many people are there, how about we just do a count and let's see if they're lying to us? Because I believe they are. So let's just stop.
Let's hold Trump to the same standards here.
Don't expect any fucking buddy on the politics side to tell the truth. Listen,
I agree with that.
How about this? I'll just make a deal with all the liberals.
Don't include me in the liberals, by the way.
We'll deal with Trump after we deal with everything that happened before Trump. So we got 244 years of people being shitty.
Well, you have to attack power where it exists.
Listen,
you can't go back. You can't time travel.
The American public can't know the truth because they don't even know how to handle the truth. That's the way it is. American
That's
people are a bunch
true.
Of fucking
Jack Nicholson
stupid.
Said it best.
The guy on CNN, that one guy, the one congressman said that, oh, we can't release the memo because the people of this country won't understand it.
Oh, yeah, that
Boy,
was
that's holding
one.
Your...
Who said
Mr.
that?
Mr. Schiff.
Yeah, Mr. Schiff.
Oh, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Probably from a Schiff-hole country.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Anyway, here's the thing I wanted to talk about today in the opening of the show. I don't know if you guys saw it happened here in Miami, but a 7-year-old boy... was arrested in school for hitting a teacher.
Wow.
You saw this past week?
No.
And the parents are all freaked out. Like, they think the police overdid it because the police came to the school, put him in handcuffs, and took him away. Now,
and shot him. No.
Yeah. And then put him in a chokehold and he died from suffocation. No. Now, you know, again, the liberal side of things, the parents who don't want to take any type of fucking responsibility... If I had a kid, let me go back. If I ever punched one of my teachers,
right,
and I had to go home and the school called my parents and my father said, your son punched one of the teachers. My father never in his life ever hit me, but I can assure you on that day he fucking probably would have.
Well, I went to a school where they could paddle you. I went to a Christian school.
Yeah, I did too. I got
too.
Paddled a few times.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, I got paddled. So
if you hit the teacher, he'd probably... He'd probably paddle you back.
You know what I mean? Listen, if a child hits somebody, an authoritative figure,
right.
This kid's on a bad track to nowhere.
Yeah.
And the only way that you're going to scare the shit out of this poor kid is put some handcuffs on him. You know, I would have said, send him to put him in a cell with some big fucking guy. And,
I would
you know,
say he's 7. I would say he's probably disturbed, though. I would also point that out.
I don't
out.
Give a fuck what his mental excuse is. The bottom line is
that's
this
not normal behavior.
Well, listen, it's bad behavior. And for all I care about, try to scare
mom.
The shit out of the kid and try to, yeah, he probably does. He probably hits his mom. He probably talks back to his mom. And they're
7-year-old kid? We're talking about 7-year-old, right?
You just want to be
the door of the door of the principal's office opened suddenly.
A 7-year-old piece of shit kid.
Mercy Alvarez turned.
Fed
that's the
clothes.
Parents' fault. That's the parents'
guys,
fault.
Guys, mind if I read the fucking story? Mercy Alvarez turned and watched a Miami-Dade school police officer enter and take her 7-year-old son into custody. Pain pierced her heart when her son was handcuffed. She says, "Don't worry, my love. Nothing's going to happen to you. That's good. Just keep, you know, just keep being an enabler."
Yeah.
You know, if that was my mom, she says, "You're what the hell are you do?" You know, it was her second time in less than 3 months that the school authorities punished her son by calling for the police for behavioral problems. This is the second time this kid. This isn't his first offense. On this occasion, the boy supposedly hit the teacher after scolding, according to the police report. A tantrum for sure, but sanctions Alvarez considered disproportionate. She thinks this was not. That she felt this was unfair to her son.
That is some bad parenting right there, Dougie.
This is the kind of society.
I don't blame the kid. That's what I'm telling you. I blame the parents.
Listen, the
he's seven.
The kid I'm going to blame for his actions. He needs to understand that what he did was wrong. That's where blame is. Now, to hold him accountable as being a complete fuck-up the rest of his life, that's not fair. He's only seven.
Right.
But at this moment, he's a fucking moron. The kid has issues. And you know, for him, any kid to strike a fucking teacher, that he has some character issues and the kid's got some fucking problems, whether it's medication, whether the guy needs to go to someone that's disciplined.
He's probably watching his mom beat his dad beat up on his mom every night.
Maybe.
Or maybe
he's watching his mom beat the shit out of his dad.
Either way. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Who
seven
knows?
Years old, he doesn't know any better. I was a second degree yellow belt when I was 7 years old, and I knew better.
Well,
so I don't want to hear
not
about
everyone's a prodigy.
Know any better.
Not everyone's a prodigy like you, Ciro. Come on, this kid is something wrong with him.
The clash happened on Thursday at the Coral Way K-8 Center in Miami. The first grader was detained under the provisions of the Florida Mental Health Act. Based on the behavioral criteria that indicate that the person could pose a danger to themselves or their peers. He was subsequently hospitalized without a consent on his from his family at the Nicholas Children's Hospital. Blah. He was discharged hours later where he punched a doctor. I like it. He does not have mental disorder, says Alvarez. He took a video of the arrest and transferred to the hospital. Yeah, of course the mother's going to say he's not mental. That's the thing. What parents do you know? They're going to sit there and defend their kid when their fucking kid punches a teacher. You know what kind of parent that is? A stupid ass parent. That you know that this kid's going to be doing cocaine and heroin
it's idiotic,
and he's going to fucking be
it was
like
the teacher's fault. It's like no,
yeah,
okay.
It must have been the teacher. The teacher does. You don't have good teachers in this school. That's what she's going to be
if
fucking.
If that was
saying.
My kid, I'd find the other discipline problem kids and I'd do fights at recess.
I mean, there is the blame on the teacher's side too, but we don't know the story. And the thing is, was it a bad teacher or? Should you never hit your teacher ever, ever, ever?
That it doesn't at this point. It doesn't matter. The action that's most appealing here is the kid striking a teacher.
Right. That's what
right.
I mean.
That's the problem.
They have little tiny handcuffs.
Fuck that. I would have shackled that. I would have done it to his fucking things. Bled.
7-year-old lives matter.
Public school spokesman.
Dave Chappelle's little Grammy.
Yeah, he won. Thanks very much. And Dave Chappelle's so cocky, he's got a C and Dave Chappelle in his own jacket.
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
he still wears
the Chappelle Show thing.
I love Dave Chappelle for all he did for comedy.
Right.
His special was great, his new one.
Just listen, he said something about, he goes, it's hard to be a black man who tells the truth in America. How do we know any of those situations happened the way that anybody said?
I don't know what we're talking about. What story
he's
talking
about.
I'm kind
of vague on this here.
He did a Black Lives Matter type speech.
Yeah. All right.
And he was like, you know, it's dangerous to be a black man telling the truth in America. Yeah. Not as dangerous as being a black man telling the truth.
More dangerous to be a poor man telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, listen, that's not the point. I think it tied in with this story.
According to the police report cited, the child was removed from the cafeteria for playing with his food. Then he was taken to the hallway where his teacher was...
playing with his food?
Well, you know,
that's
throwing
it
around. Oh. That's when he was. That's when he attacked the teacher by repeatedly punching her on the back.
Oh, wow.
Although the boy was restrained, he continued to throw punches and kicks until both fell on the floor, where he continued to fight, the report said. So it wasn't just one strike. It was repeated strikes.
I also feel like, though, like, can't the school, can't the teacher, what's going on here? You know, they don't have procedures for this. I don't know. I just feel like it's a 7-year-old. It's a child. How big is he?
You know what?
He's beating up on you?
Send him to jail. I say send him to jail.
What is he, 6 feet tall?
It doesn't matter.
He's tiny. He's a tiny human.
He attacked the
teacher.
Push
him down and.
How do you know this kid isn't going to bring a gun to school one day now? Because
I'd be
tendency.
Worried about that.
Well,
I'd,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the size or the thing of the kid. It's the behavior.
Right.
The fact that a child would be that disrespectful to an authoritative person. The kid has no. The kid has crossed the line. He's got fucking problems. This kid.
Something's
you
going
know,
on in that house.
And I don't listen.
Something's going.
That's
on.
That's right. So that what the fuck? You know what? I want the mom investigated.
That's what I'm saying.
I want that stupid fucking woman investigated.
Everyone should be looking into the family life because that's not a normal 7-year-old behavior. There's something wrong with the parents. They're
you know what?
Some,
let's
they're
save
doing
it,
something to that
let's
kid.
Save us a bunch of time. Just have the kid fucking killed right now. Get rid of him. Take the parents. Put
take
him
out
in a,
the whole family.
Put him in
I
a
say.
Fucking trash compactor and just squish the whole family. Enough of this shit. There's too many people on this earth. That's the thing. You know, if you fuck up, if you're that bad, if you're that bad of an apple, just why are we going to bother? You know, we all. It's never going to work. No one's going to be. You know, like how do you say? They're gonna like we all know that jails don't do anything for people. They just learn
that's
to get
true.
Worse. There's no rehabilitation. Where's this kid gonna get rehab? What's next on this kid?
Only the love of Christ.
That's right. That's the only thing that can work in this situation. I don't know. That was just a story that I thought was incredible.
That's wild.
While we're on the subject of teachers, another teacher got in trouble this past week. Well, the teacher got in trouble, I should say. Teacher is recorded. When he tells his class that Marines are the lowest of the low and a bunch of dumb shits.
Wowzers.
You remember that? Did you hear this story?
I did not hear that yet.
Wow. This guy is in his class. Again, you know, the problem, you know, in a lot of these schools, these teachers, a lot of these teachers are liberal in a sense. And now they're just projecting. Listen, have your own political beliefs. Have all that shit. Just like that lady on ESPN who got fired.
Yeah,
you know, she was known. You know, she was known as just she. You're watching a sports channel. And she's bringing up all this political shit about black athletes and stuff. You're like, can I just watch the fucking news and get the scores?
Hmm.
Do I got to sit here now and hear about you know how as a whitey I'm responsible for every fucking person that doesn't have it good in life?
I missed this one, so I don't know.
Yeah, but this fucking prick, California high school teacher has been called out after he was heard in an audio tape ranting against the U.S. military personnel, calling them dumb shits and not talented during a class lecture. And this guy's teaching middle school and he's calling people not talented. El Rancho High School teacher and Pico River City Councilman Greg Salcido reportedly flew into a rage after he noticed one of his students wearing a Marines sweatshirt.
He flew into a rage?
Yeah, he freaked out. Kid comes in with a Marine shirt. The kid's dad could be a Marine or something like that. And this fucking educator, this is the person responsible for educating our kids, is going to go off in some tangent, probably because a Marine banged his ex-wife or something.
Yeah, that seems like a weird
you know what
thing
I mean?
To set someone off.
His whole his parents got divorced because a Marine came and stole his mom away.
We have a night vision goggles, and we can't control these people wearing robes and chanclas, said Salcido to at his class, adding, "It's a lie. Our military is talented." Audio of the teacher spewing his hatred for the military has gone viral since the mother of one of the students has called for him to be fired.
Hmm.
I want that fucking guy fired.
I don't really care. I don't live in California.
Yeah, I don't have any kids.
I don't pay taxes in California. I have no connection to this.
You
want to
hear what he said?
Okay, what did he say?
Quote, "Because we have a bunch of frickin' dumb shits over there, they, the military, are not high-level bankers. They are not academics. They are not intellectuals. They are the lowest of the low.
Huh.
Think about the people you know over there, stupid Uncle Louis. They are not talented people. They are dumb shits. The data is in. We don't have talented military. We have not been able to beat people with robes."
Maybe he's trying to motivate his students. He's like, hey, do you want to end up in a foreign country holding a gun or do you want to be a high-level banker?
Yeah. And just screw people out of their fucking
He's like, look, Jimmy, you failed this test again. You're going to end up in Afghanistan if you don't fucking buck up.
So what you're telling me is that these kids are sophisticated enough to tape their teachers saying all these things, but we don't have a Congress or Senate or people that want to accuse Trump of saying stuff have tape recorders? Get out of my country.
What? This has nothing
I don't
to
see
do with
the
Trump.
Connection. I don't see the connection, Ciro.
We moved on. We don't want to bring up Trump again. And everything.
I'm not bringing him up. I'm bringing up situations that are similar in life.
Yeah, we wonder.
So a 7-year-old can beat someone up, but whatever.
Yeah, well, listen. Good. You know, again, a teacher. Just, you know, the poor kid comes in with a Marine shirt. It's like the one kid who came in with a Trump shirt. You know, the teacher like was saying all this shit to the kid, and then the teacher got fired for it. If you remember that.
Should
she started she spewed her political ideology to the whole class because this poor kid had a fucking Trump shirt.
Well, I think that's not bullshit a good idea. That she got in trouble for that. I think we should all just trash Trump. Forget it.
Well,
everybody does. Yeah. I mean,
jumping on the wagon, guys. Here we go.
I think we all have the right to.
You want to?
But I wouldn't do it in a classroom.
Right. Do it in a social. Unless go on Facebook like everybody else does.
You know, social studies class. I guess then you could talk about politics.
Yeah. Why not? It's not a bad idea. Just, you know.
It's like, oh, wait, so what's 2 + 2?
She's listen, like, before we get there, I just want to let you know our government's fucked. You know, and police are bad. The police are criminals. You know? I mean, fuck. Enough.
Anyway, everyone turn to page 74 and pull out your number 2 pencils.
Yeah. Everybody open your Bible. What? A Bible in school? Oh, man. I don't know. All I know is I'm actually glad. You know, I didn't have any children. I'm actually glad I don't have any children in a sense because of this.
Really?
You know, if my kid was in school and let's say he had a Marine shirt on and some fucking asshole was bad-mouthing the Marines, I would just walk into that classroom and just put my fucking I would go buy combat boots. I'd go to the Army Navy store. I'd go buy some combat boots and I would purposely stick my foot right into that guy's ass when I went to that school.
You'd get your other security buddies and you wait in the faculty parking lot. And then you do an exfil.
I don't need any buddies for a teacher. I'm gonna go there with combat boots and a Marine t-shirt the next day. But and as he walks out of class, I'm going to say, oh, I heard you said something about us. We're dumb fucks.
But he's a distinguished academic. You can't just.
Yeah. Oh. You know, the people
some teacher.
You know, the people who fight, you know, the men and women of our military. You know, like first responders, like police officers, these people make a choice. You know, these people do things and make sacrifices that other people will never make because they sit behind something else. That would never attack that. You know, there's people that will never do that. You know, like I said, I've been in situation, gunfire, people around, and everybody runs for their fucking lives. It's always that one person that has that hero aspect of them, that true dedication for saving lives that will jump in. And it's those 99% of the people that run like fucking chicken shit that criticize people like this that deserve to be shot right in the fucking head.
Well, that seems extreme, John.
I don't give a fuck. We need less pussies in this world. We need less woolly wusses. Enough of this wussy shit. Everybody, you know, I want to feel bad for this person because they didn't get what they want. You know why they didn't get what they want? Because they didn't deserve it.
I have a really hard time feeling bad for people that aren't willing to work hard.
That are what?
That aren't willing to work hard.
Absolutely.
I have a hard time feeling bad for them.
Right?
I don't think it should be shot in the face. I'm going to go ahead and take a liberal stand here.
How about if somebody throws a water balloon in their face?
Okay, that'd be fun.
You know
to
what
watch.
I'm saying?
I'd like to watch
that. I was talking with a comic this weekend, and it seems pretty prevalent, not in our comedy scene, but even like this James Camacho buddy I was working with this weekend at Kazi's. He says the same thing. There's these privileged comics in New York that think they deserve shit. If somebody makes it, they're like, oh, well, you know, they start bad-mouthing the person. And all this kind of shit. And they're like, you know, what the fuck, you know?
Just in New York.
Yeah, but that's a thing. It's everywhere. We worry about this. Our scene. Our scene's crappy and this and that. And, you know, don't be a douche. Just worry about yourself. And I think, again, I said this 1,000 times in the show. People need to worry about themselves. Stop worrying about giving advice or telling people what's best for the world. Unless your life is fucking pristine and everything is fucking going gloriously, shut the fuck up. And move on. Do your own thing. Right? You say what you want. But, you know, fuck. Enough of this advice. No one, unless, you know, what's the old saying? If I want advice, I'll ask. Right?
You know, I also think that when you give advice to people, usually it turns out badly for you and for them.
Right.
Because either they take the advice and then it doesn't work out exactly the way you said.
And they blame you.
Or they don't take the advice and then they resent you for giving it to them in the first place.
Like and people are like, what do you know? But, you know, that's why I used to try to be nice and give advice, especially to comics. And, you know, somebody said, don't bother. Why? Like Tim Hanlon said, why do you bother? Why are you going to bother telling them, you know, just don't say shit to anybody. Let them figure it out.
Ask.
If they come to you and ask you, that's different, right? If they ask, right, that's okay.
Yeah, somebody asks for advice and then be ready to hear what, you know.
You don't want to be that one comic at an open mic who's standing there who's like, you know, he's 2 years in and then he's giving the comic to the 2 months
fossil?
In. Yeah, there you go. Some, you know, and you're he's giving advice. He's like, oh, yeah, I've been doing comedy for a year and a half. Yeah. Let me tell you all the secrets. Yeah. It's like, all right.
It breaks down just to the word itself. You're adding a vice to the situation.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's not.
That's it. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Sarah Dobrik.
Hey.
And Ethan Moore.
Yo.
And we're going to come back right after this with Straight from the Headlines.
Or advice.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, asking you to tune in every week. Every show's different. I got Peter Leonard, Elgin David, Ciro Dobrik, and Jen Hellman. And some surprise guests every once in a while. Sometimes I don't even wear my pants. Tune in, won't you?
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Someone pointed out the other day that we still have typewriters in our newsroom.
That's, you know, it's very old school.
Right? That's what I said. It's like, you know, this is a real newsroom. We use typewriters.
Right. It's like the New York Post in 1940 or something.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back. This is time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Yeah.
Here's a story. A couple weds in the courthouse bathroom after mom falls ill.
What?
Boy, that's got to be a bad sign when, you know, you look at the photos and like, is that a pulpit? No, that's a urinal.
That's funny.
You know? In Freehold, New Jersey, a Jersey couple recently changed their wedding venue from a judge's chamber to a courthouse bathroom. After a relative had an asthma attack.
Wow.
Brian and Maria Schultz were set to tie the knot back on January 2nd when the groom's mother had difficulty breathing. That's probably a sign she didn't like who she was marrying. or he was marrying. Yeah, she was taken to a woman's room to the Monmouth County Courthouse where sheriff officers administered oxygen and called EMTs.
How old was this woman?
If they had postponed the wedding, they would have to wait 45 days for a new marriage license. So one of the officers suggested holding the ceremony in the bathroom.
Wow.
Wow.
If she made it 45 days, sounds like she's got her last legs. Yeah.
Hey, mom's going to die soon. We better get this shit done.
Multitasking police officer. Right?
I'd like to think the preacher was like, I now pronounce you man and wife. And then he just flushed the toilet. That'd be great.
Speak now or forever hold like a slot your machine. Flush.
Is anybody against this unity? Yeah, I got to take a piss. You mind? I mean, that's a bad sign, you know.
Can
like
anybody spare square, just one square.
Yeah. Did you? I mean, you ever like you see these things at weddings where something goes wrong, somebody falls, right? One of these videos where people get fucked up at a wedding, like that's a bad sign. Like, you know what I mean? If it's my wedding and something really bad happens like that, I'd be like, oh, this isn't good.
That is a omen,
right?
Oh, it's one of those
it's
old
a real
old-timey
goocher
things.
People.
Yeah,
just saying,
it's a goocher.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. It was the toilet bowl cleaner. That was the blue thing.
That right, tidy bowl.
Yeah.
So who brought the tidy bowl? And something new. Well, we got new toilet paper.
Drop the new deuce.
You know what I hate? I hate when I go somewhere, whether it's a restaurant or someone's house, and they use cheap toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I actually was at somewhere, and it was that toilet paper that was so thin.
And it rips before you get it.
You know,
okay, you get shit on your fingernails.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you get a few different sheets in there stuff, and it's like smaller.
That's
so it's
good.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck?
Who's
how
saving?
Much money? Exactly. How much money are you saving on toilet paper?
What are you buying with that money that you saved?
Well, you know what? I bought the cheap brand of toilet paper. That means I could buy the straws that bend.
The Lilliputian toilet paper.
I mean, what the you know, it's just nuts.
Is it environmentally friendly or something? What's the... How does it work?
It's cheap. It's just cheap.
It's just cheap, huh?
You know, listen, everybody...
Live a little, everyone.
If I go to some place, like I went to the restaurant, I went to the restaurant and I go, hey, the waitress says, how was everything? I go, well, you got the cheapest toilet paper I've ever fucking seen. You know, well, whose idea was that? And I went to the manager and I went to him and said, hey, dude, let me ask you a question. How much money are you saving on your toilet paper?
Right.
And the guy says, excuse me? I go, you've got the shittiest toilet paper. It's the worst. Why would you guys buy such crappy toilet paper? And the guy looked at me and said, no one's ever complained about that. I'm like, well, you know, obviously no one's ever taken a shit in your bathroom.
Right.
Or maybe I'm just a little particular. Speaking of particular, Waffle House patron, I'll go to jail over some barbecue sauce.
Huh?
Yeah. Waffle House co-workers in Georgia learned this valuable lesson. Don't mess with a man's barbecue sauce. This valuable lesson, when they got into a heated confrontation with a patron over the prize condiment. What's your favorite condiment, Ciro?
Condiment. It's Trojan.
Ethan?
What? What is your? Oh, okay.
I entered it wrong on purpose.
There's nothing wrong with some delicious ketchup.
When I was on a cruise one time, my wife, we got picked to play like the newlywed game kind of thing.
Right.
And that was one of the questions they asked my wife, and I had to come up. She had to match my answer.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
They asked me, "What's your favorite condiment?" I said, "Well, ketchup," because my wife watches me use ketchup all the time when I get French fries, but she said soy sauce.
Because she's Asian.
Right, because, you know. But here's the funny thing. She gets mad when I put soy sauce on shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What's your favorite utensil? Chopsticks?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Edward Willie.
Like, it should be soy sauce.
Edward Willie Drake, 43, of Columbus, was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct for the Tuesday incident. Employees of the local Waffle House had tried explaining as nicely as they could to him that they didn't carry the brown stuff, but he wasn't having it. He goes, "I'll go fucking crazy in jail over some barbecue sauce," Drake told him. Jeez. And that's exactly what happened. After screaming obscenities and insulting the staff, which included three women, the cops were called, and Drake was taken into custody for acting uncooperative and disorderly. And oddly enough, his parents came and said, "Why are you taking my boy away? He's a good boy."
I'd like to think it was the singer Drake. I made it that in my head. I don't.
It's funny when you hear a name.
I don't
you
think
make
it was actually the Canadian American artist.
Yeah,
Drake. But it'd be funny.
First
if it was.
The
we
started Bulldogs at the lose. Now no barbecue sauce. You better get that cot ready.
We started at the bottom. Now we're here. After Scream, workers said that his threats ultimately caused them and the customers to fear for their safety. Well, I don't know how much fear they have. They're eating at Waffle House. Drake was jailed later that night and held for a $390 bond.
Man.
He was still locked up on Friday, which means here's a guy that wants barbecue sauce but doesn't have $390.
He still doesn't get the barbecue sauce. Probably. Nope. There's probably none in the lockup.
No barbecue sauce in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Nope.
There's no Lee and Perrins, I'd imagine, either. Whatever happened to Lee and Perrins?
Worcestershire sauce?
You can get a hold of some barbecue sauce, but it's going to be like a carton.
But yeah, he's going to have
contraband. Yeah. That's at the commissary. You got to ask.
I wonder if he's going to be like that and crazy. "I need some fucking barbecue sauce." "Yeah, you got two cartons of cigarettes, motherfucker." "Is that the trade?" Yeah.
Wow. He was really one of that barbecue sauce. No particular brand either, just any barbecue sauce.
Any barbecue sauce will do.
Well, I say Waffle House, step up. Come on, there's a demand here. Meet the customer's
demand.
Well,
what can you order at Waffle House that you're going to put barbecue sauce on?
Waffles? I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's not like, okay, you got maple syrup, butter, you know what I'm saying?
Country fried steak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe on that.
I try to avoid the Waffle House.
Do they even have
I've eaten at Waffle House. I can count on my hand. I can think in my head how many times I've eaten at Waffle House in the last 12 months. And it was once.
Because I don't do cocaine anymore. Wait. That's the reason.
Yeah.
They got eggs? Eggs. Eggs and barbecue sauce.
Oh, that'd be good. No, it wouldn't.
No,
what
it
wouldn't.
No,
that's disgusting.
No, you ketchup, right? That's the only thing you really put on eggs.
Yeah.
Ketchup?
Worcestershire sauce you could put on there.
Yeah?
You could. My dad liked that. I never
tried that. But, you know, hey.
It's okay.
A little sauce
and
anything.
You know what
work.
I had the other day? I went to a Jewish deli and I had matzah mixed with egg.
Really?
Try that. It's called I think it's called egg and brie, they call it, which
right.
is, I thought it was with the brie cheese.
Right.
And it's egg and matzah. Hmm. It's really good. I've never had anything like it. It's a weird texture.
I mean, Jewish food isn't high on my list of good food.
I just there's some great Jewish food out there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anytime I go sushi, I get gefilte fish. It's
it goes to
I know. Can you get sushi?
Goes to a sushi place in Boca.
Yeah. Can you guys eat sushi? I mean, I love sushi.
Oh, I love sushi.
You see the thing that keeps floating around Facebook is that worm that's crawling through the fucking live salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fresh salmon. I don't know. I've eaten a lot. I've seen people get sick because they've eaten so much sushi they got a mercury content
right.
and they get sick.
I used to eat at the sushi restaurant where the former president of Singapore would eat.
Right.
When I lived in Singapore. And there's this really fancy sushi place. I'd eat there like a couple times a year, just when I wanted to like splurge. And it was so good. I've still never had better sushi anywhere.
No. Really? Yeah. I love sushi.
It's great. If you get good sushi, it's amazing.
What's like sushi itself, what's your favorite fish?
See, that's the thing. I really like uni. I know a lot of people don't like that. That's the sea urchin.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. But if I'm just getting like if I just had to pick like one like regular fish.
Right.
Maybe like mackerel, actually. I know it's a weird choice, but I really like the way
it's like a whitefish, right?
It's kind of fishy and oily.
Yeah.
It's like a weird choice. But
like I like salmon sushi.
Salmon's always good.
I really like salmon. Classic. Of course, tuna.
Tuna's always good.
Yeah. You know, my wife hates white tuna because it's too fatty.
Okay.
Right.
The toro. Fatty tuna.
Fatty tuna.
Mackerel's good. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, but matter of fact, now I'm thinking about fucking.
Let's go out for sushi. Oh
yeah,
my
God. I don't know if I'm gonna go to Nadim's open mic.
Let's stop the podcast and get sushi.
You know what? Shit, I'm thinking of a roll. I love rolls, man.
Rolls are good.
I love roll. That's all I order. I order fucking rolls.
Japanese mayonnaise, a little spicy.
Yeah, that shit's good. And I love cream cheese in a roll. You know, a well placed cream cheese that just gives it that nice like. When you're going through all that in that blend.
It's very, very American style, but it's kind of different. I like it.
They could hold off on putting asparagus in every roll, though.
Yeah, I don't like asparagus.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
I can't do it. That'll break a deal on a roll. Like, I'll be looking at a roll like, oh, that looks good. Ooh, that looks good. Asparagus, fuck, what's next?
Why?
You know what I mean?
I feel like you can barely even taste it. That's the thing that's strange to me.
You can just feel it. It's the texture of it. It's like somebody
just
put a...
Just knowing it's there.
I like that. You know, like, I like to scent my urine, so I like a little, dab of asparagus.
The minute I bite into some asparagus, I already can smell my piss.
I'm like a deer that way.
Now, you're not going to like this story, Ethan.
I like them all. Don't worry.
Conservatives are more attractive than liberals, study finds.
Hey, you know... That's why, like I said, I'm not really a liberal.
Yeah, that you probably read the story. That's why I'm not going to commit to being a liberal. I want to get some pussy. It says here that hot people are more likely to support right-wing parties because they are stronger and more successful than their more liberal peers, apparently.
Interesting.
That's according to a study carried out by Rolf Doss Peterson, a political scholar from Susquehanna University and Karl Palmer.
Sounds very reputable.
And Karl Palmer, I should say. Yeah. Where is Susquehanna?
I've never heard of any of this.
Susquehanna. Boy, that's an Ivy League school.
Right.
Assistant professor in politics at Illinois State University.
Well, they couldn't get the main professor?
Yeah. The researchers claim that never before has the effects of physical attractiveness on politics been examined on this level. Hmm. And there is a good reason to believe that individuals' physical attractiveness may alter their political values and worldwide views. That's interesting. So, in other words, if you're a good-looking person, you got the world in your hands.
Everybody loves me. Why don't you guys just work harder?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What's wrong with all of you?
But think about that mentality. It's the people that are complaining that they don't get shit. Yeah. That you know that they want help. I need assistance. You know, this life isn't fair. You know what I mean? I'm not lucky as that guy. You know, I'm not getting everything I want. That person's getting everything they want. Well, do you get up at 6 in the morning? No. Well, do you work till midnight? Do you make it? No. Do you save some money a little? No. Just lucky.
So you think all that time you're spending not working, you'd be able to, you know, go to the beauty salon. You'd be at the tanning bed.
Yeah.
You'd be taking care of your appearance. You'd be more handsome.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
These are just
at all.
Lazy people.
Without a job, how are you going to pay for all that stuff? I'm not sure.
How did researchers come to this conclusion? Using figures from two early surveys, the pair said they soothed concerns around the bias of attractiveness because obviously different people find different things attractive, right? First, scholars took figures from 1972, 74, and 76 and surveys. Then the survey also explored participants' political beliefs, income, race, and gender. Listen, I'm for it. You know, look at me. I'm a handsome fucker. I'm a Republican, so it makes sense to me, right? Right, Sierra?
I'm down with it.
Right? I mean, you know.
This study made me think both of you guys should be Democrats. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Have you looked in a mirror lately?
I feel like I should have voted for Trump all of a sudden.
I didn't do any sit-ups this week, but I'm good looking.
I did. I was at the gym today, and I do the sit-up machine. I put the thing on 60 where you pull down and pull up at the same time. And there's one guy was on it. He was on 30, and he was like doing reps of like 40 or 50. Like, you're sitting there waiting for this guy. I'm like, dude, I mean, can you put a little more fucking weight on this thing?
He's doing
you know?
50 reps?
Yeah, and he's doing like...
it's an endurance workout, I guess.
I'm like, what are you doing? Trying to take a shit, trying to pass a... So,
he's doing cardio.
So I put 60 on there, and he goes, oh, you inspired me. I'm going to go heavier. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, buddy. You're not really doing sit-ups. You're like, it's more exertion if you just kind of get up off the chair. You're actually getting more of a workout when you get off the fucking machine than when you're doing the weights.
I don't like weights. I actually like isometric stuff. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I like yoga so much.
Well, that's everything has a good balance. Like,
right,
you know, like,
right,
like when I was a fighter, I had a strength coach. And, you know, my trainer, fighting trainer, was like, you shouldn't be lifting. It's going to slow you down.
Hmm.
But what he would do was he would do these speed workout activities. Like, I would get, like, 220 pounds on a squat rack and a box. You put, like, a box in it so you, when you touch it, you sit on it kind of thing. And then, you know, so I would do, like, 20 reps of two.
Right. So it's like a superset kind
right,
of
like
thing, right?
Kaboom,
you're just moving
kaboom,
from one to the
next
thing.
And then you sit. No, you wait.
Oh, you,
you,
put,
you rack it back up, and then you wait for a second, and you go back. Kaboom,
oh,
kaboom.
Interesting.
So what he started doing, he started timing how long it took me to do the 20 reps or 20 sets. So and then eventually then from there you move the weight up.
Huh.
So that builds strength,
explosive,
endurance, and that, you know, explosiveness and strength endurance. So that when you're fighting in first round, your body's still not fatiguing.
Oh, so that's good if you're a fighter.
Well, it's good if it's good if you're fucking. Let's say you're sitting there going you know, and you're just doing yoga and stuff.
Right.
You know, after a little while, you're like, oh, I'm getting a little tired.
Should it be lasting like 4 hours for me? That's what I'm.
Yeah. Well,
it's the yoga. It's right. I should speed it up.
Yeah, but your penis isn't hard the whole time.
No,
so
no,
it doesn't
completely
count.
Soft.
It's like, you
use
know.
It as a lasso.
My penis turns into a French tickler. Anyway, yeah, so listen, Republicans are better looking. You see these people out in that pussy march? You know, see, that was another thing. They, when this women march they had last week, whatever it was, and they have little kids holding signs, fuck Trump, and all this kind of stuff. Meanwhile, they're mad because he said shithole in a meeting.
Maybe.
You know, may have said it.
Yeah, there's no way he said that. Doesn't sound like Trump.
Doesn't
it's
matter
impossible.
If he did or didn't say it that way. That's not what we're arguing about that, whether he said it or not. We believe he said it too.
Oh, okay. That's
we're
what
just
I was,
saying
that's all I was saying.
Prove it.
Okay.
Like everything else you haven't proved yet.
Yeah. Like the collusion and the obstruction of justice.
It's not a crime.
Yeah. It's never gonna happen. All right. Moving along. Texas inmate busted while re-entering prison with booze.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, home-cooked meals, the cop said. This is like in that Budweiser commercial where the guy goes back to the dungeon and he's like, you know, dilly-dilly, comes back with fucking Budweiser for everybody. He's like, let me get this straight. You left and came back. Like, why are you always complaining, you know? Fucking, by the way, those Budweiser moved to fourth place.
Really?
In domestic beers. You know, and now it's Bud Light. Coors Light.
That's the right beer now.
Miller. And then Miller and then Budweiser.
That's crazy.
Right? And I mentioned to everybody my choice of beer. Sometimes I think, what am I going to drink? My choice of beer is simple now. I order Stella.
Okay.
That's my beer when I drink now. Stella. That's it.
It's very Marlon Brando of you.
Is it? Did he drink Stella?
No.
He just said Stella and on the waterfront.
Oh, I got you. All right. Yeah. Thanks for that.
I saw this story. It's sad. It was a sad. It's actually literally made me sad.
Did it?
Yeah, the guy's in jail for pot, and I was gonna get an escape charge. Why are we arresting people?
This guy should be killed with a fucking seventh grader, or the 7-year old.
Killed?
Yeah, they should put him right next to each other and have Ted Nugent shoot him with a crossbow.
The drug war is fucked, man. Why are we?
Well, listen,
everybody
in prison for pot needs to get out.
Okay, this guy got out and looked like they got him back in now.
Well, yeah,
he went back.
The guy went back. He wants to go back. This guy obviously can't have an effective life outside the prison walls.
Well, it's not like he was making a break for it permanently. He just wanted to smuggle some stuff in. Isn't that the story?
He may have a job as a party planner.
Right.
An inmate who escaped from a federal prison in southeast Texas was arrested Wednesday while allegedly trying to sneak back in with snacks, alcohol, tobacco, and cooked food. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said the statement they had been tipped of the inmates had been sneaking out of the prison complex and reentering. What a fucking prison this is. You know? Hey, you know, we keep, you know, the cops at the donut shop's like, isn't that guy that's in prison?
Right, he's in line in front of him at the donut shop.
Yeah.
He's actually getting a donut.
He's got Dunkin'. He's got a Domino's pizza, fucking some six pack of soda.
He's got this uniform on, property of whatever, PD.
Right.
And he's got tape over it.
And then they look at themselves like, PD?
Yeah.
Property of PD.
Can we all...
Joshua Randall Hansen, 25, was spotted by sheriff deputies and U.S. Marshals running out of the back of a federal prison in Beaumont on Wednesday evening. The statement said Hansen picked up a large duffel bag that a vehicle had dropped off at a private property adjacent to the prison. Authorities said the deputies, said they arrested Hansen as he was trying to reenter the prison. The duffel bag contained three bottles of Martell brandy a bottle of Crown Classic. Royal whiskey,
okay,
multiple bags of Bugler tobacco,
Bugler,
salty snacks, fruit, and home-cooked foods like barbecue sausage and fried chicken.
That other guy from the Waffle House, he needed that.
He asked for that shit. Goes, don't forget the fucking barbecue sauce, motherfucker.
Was the guy sneaking back in and out, was he white or black?
He's white.
Yeah. He's a white dude.
He didn't do this on his own. He was forced to sneak out and get all this stuff.
You think so?
Martel brandy.
Oh, you think?
Fried chicken.
Only black guys like French brandy?
Hanson is serving. Interesting. Well, you know what? He's probably buying it so they wouldn't ass rape him.
Exactly.
Hanson is serving a 27-month sentence for drug-related charges.
Okay,
he now faces additional charges of escape and marijuana
possession. Which is like felony, like years and years more
right.
in prison.
At least 10 years, I think.
Can we just agree, like, let's not arrest people for drugs? I mean, this guy's not cut out for a life of crime. He shouldn't be there. It's ridiculous. This is bad at crime.
You know what? We shouldn't arrest people for drugs. We should just kill them because it's a bad like.
Well,
yeah, no, just
I'd
kill
be
them.
Dead.
Just no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, you know, Ciro and I can hold the show by ourselves. no, but listen. I mean, listen.
They're doing that in Philippines right now. Duterte.
Duerte wants to fuck. He doesn't have.
He's
any
been
patience.
Killing drug addicts for years. They still have a big drug problem there. Interesting.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
work.
Well, there's a lot of drug addicts. That's the problem.
He's got a long way to go.
He's
got to
clean that swamp.
It's like during the Holocaust. They didn't happen overnight.
That's right. It took many years. According to Deputy Marcus McGlone, inmates walking off the prison grounds only to return to contraband is not a new phenomenon. And he told the news that similar incidents have become occurring pretty much since day one. And they also said it may be a good idea to fix that hole in the fence.
It's like Stalag 17 or something.
Exactly. It's a fucking tunnel they keep walking out
yeah.
of. What a great TV show Hogan's Heroes was.
Oh, I love that show.
They would get the fuck out and they'd come back.
Yeah, they don't, it was the same thing.
They didn't
thing.
Give a shit. It was like, hey, we don't want to go home to our wives.
They'd go out and get parts for the radio or something and then come back in.
It's a fucking Radio Shack around the corner.
You did get the Schultz thing earlier then.
Yes. Sergeant, I hear nothing, I see nothing, I know
right.
nothing.
I know nothing.
And now we're talking about Hogan's Heroes and you said she was Jewish.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's Jewish.
Yeah, I know. But I was doing a Hogan's Heroes.
But
thing.
You said something about Schultz, but I was like, she's Jewish. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not going
to. Are we going back to the first segment with Trump, Zero?
I didn't say anything about Trump all right, again.
We're just, listen, I don't want to hear anything about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm still. How can this woman still be in politics? By the way,
I don't know. I thought
she
was out
for
good.
She's a creep. She fucking cheated. She got.
She's a hack.
She's a fucking nobody. Get her the fuck. Like, and then oh, by the way, while we're on Clinton, you know, again, here's the hypocrisy of the left. At the Grammys, they're you know, we're all talking about Me Too and equality of women and shit. There was a staffer on Hillary Clinton's staff that accused one of her main guys of sexual harassment. And Hillary said, no, we can't fire him. We're going to keep that guy.
I saw that story, yeah.
Yeah. Right? And then they put that
well,
fucking... They
was
put
there
that,
evidence?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the woman herself, she's... So so here we are, the party that's supposed to, you know, that's supposed to be for all this stuff, and Trump's this a pussy grabber. Here's a woman who didn't even care about the rights of one of her own staffers because she put more emphasis on the power of the man that was being accused. And then she just brushed it under the carpet
right.
like it's nothing. And then they put this fucking this cunt Hillary Clinton on the Grammys reading part from Fire and Fury. I will never watch a Grammys again. I'm never going to buy an album again. I don't give a shit.
It's going to pirate. It
I'm bringing by Napster. Life. I don't give a fuck. You understand?
Pirate Bay.
Here's a story. Why the East Village Bar has banned the word literally. Literally is a misused term.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah,
it literally is, Dougie.
Continental, a bar in New York East Village, has a ban against customers using the word literally, or what it says, the most overused, annoying word in the English language, and it will not be tolerated.
Supposedly next.
Prior restraint.
Ari Shapiro, the host, bear with us for a minute. A linguist walks into a bar. He goes up to the bartender and he says, "Would you literally throw me out of this bar?" For using the word literally.
All right, well. It's kind of a
hack
joke.
Are these stupid fucking Well, that's it. There's a bunch of these stupid ones. You want to hear another one?
Joke. Yeah, let's hear another joke. Another terrible
Let's see
joke.
Here. Mary Louie Kelly, the host, says laughter. Well, if the bartender is triggering Smith, the owner of the Continental in Manhattan's East Village, he could say, look, I literally warned you because he literally has posted the warning on the front door of the bar this week. It reads in part. Shapiro, quote, sorry, but if you say the word literally inside Continental, you have 5 minutes to finish your drink, and then you must leave.
Oh, well, there's a five-minute grace period?
Well, that'd be a long sipping process.
Yeah.
I would, you know.
I think in a lot of bars, you say the wrong thing, you get kicked out that second.
Yeah, who's got time? I literally don't have the time to sit and watch this guy. So for our listeners, literally means it actually, like.
It means literally.
Like, I laughed so hard, I literally lost, my pants fell off.
I literally shit my pants.
Right, and you did.
Now there's shit in your pants.
Now you have to have shit in your pants, or you're not using the word literally correctly.
Right.
I think that's the way it works,
that's
too.
That's clear, yeah.
See, that's why I don't try to use it much. I'm not sure myself.
Things don't literally happen that often.
Yeah, literally.
No.
It's got to be.
It's more of a metaphorical thing.
Yeah. okay, here's where we go from there. New Orleans finds 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads in storm drains.
Wow.
I guess a lot of people didn't get to see some titties that week.
It's just like the years of accumulation.
What? Exactly. While we're on the subject of shitholes, New Orleans to me is a shithole.
I agree.
I will never go back to New Orleans. We went there a couple times.
That's great. I
still
love New
to this. Whenever I think, whenever I hear the word New Orleans, I smell that.
You can smell shit.
I smell shit.
You smell vomit and shit.
Every time you walk down the street, Bourbon Street.
Before Katrina, by the way.
Yeah, that was before.
That's before.
I've been there before and after. It smells the same.
Well, you'd
way.
Hope that water, that ocean water, to wash that shit away. But you know, I remember walking back middle of the night back to our hotel after hanging out there, and every time you walk past a building, and there was a. Like a, you know, like a hall, you know, a hallway or an alleyway.
Right.
The smell of the garbage was, I could still, like, I think of it, it's, I could still smell it. Like, it's just,
you
like
can't get cleaned, Dougie.
You can't, it's still stuck in my hair nostrils.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Workers in New Orleans were cleaning out storm drains to help the city's drainage system, and they found something unique. 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads clogging up the drains.
Can you imagine?
All at once?
Mm-hmm.
They clear that out and it smells better. Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my
that's
God.
Right.
That's what it was.
This is the problem. This is what caused the flood.
It was
Someone
beads.
Forgot to pull the plug out of the bathroom.
It wasn't
bathtub.
George Bush's fault. Yeah. He does like white people.
That's right.
Or black
Nothing
people.
To
Come on, Kanye.
Levies,
Come on,
it.
Kanye. Get it straight. It's the fucking beads. after heavy flooding in past August, the mayor of New Orleans ordered that all drains in the city get a good cleaning. And as you'd imagine, there was all kinds of junk jamming up the drainage system. But there was something uniquely New Orleans in there, too. City workers removed 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads.
Wow.
Of course, the color. Yeah, I mean, enough of this
they
fucking stupid tradition. Yeah, oddly enough, they lost some of their color. Right? Ugh. We got time for one more. One more. All right. All right. This, well, let's see. Considering everything that just happened. Oh, I think I'm going to go with this story. This is fucking funny. Okay. We're going to end it on a Florida man story.
Oh, I love it. All right? Let's do it.
Florida man tries to order burrito from a bank and
he
gets charged with DUI.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it happened in the drive-thru.
I knew it.
It looked like a Taco Bell.
it used to be a Taco Bell. That's a problem.
Yeah. Now it's a TD Bank. Spring Hill, Florida. Police in Florida arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol, no one could smell weed, after authorities said he attempted to order a burrito from a Bank of America after confusing it for a Taco Bell. Records from Hernando County Sheriff's Office show authorities arrested Douglas John Francisco on Wednesday. The manager of the Bank of America branch on Mariner Boulevard called authorities on Wednesday after he said he found a blue Hyundai in the bank's drive-up and bank lane with a man who appeared to be passed out. He said that they had the bang on the car window several times before Francisco woke up. When Francisco saw the bank manager, Jeopardy said he tried to order a burrito. Hey, thanks for coming to my window, man. Can I have a chicken shredded burrito?
He's like, sir, this is a bank. Oh, you need my account number to bring the burrito? Or
I got an ATM card.
How do you?
You got a debit? I'll charge it.
Account? I want 5 burritos.
Clausen told Francisco that he was not at a Taco Bell, and Francisco drove the Hyundai to the bank's front parking lot. Deputies said he was in the front parking lot, the car still idling when the authorities arrived.
Wow.
There you go. Big mistake. I had Taco Bell this week.
Really?
Yeah, we after one of the shows, the kitchen closed, we didn't get to.
Did your doctor prescribe that?
No, I just, I always my eyes get really big when I order Taco Bell. I ordered the shredded chicken burrito. Wow. I ordered a beef burrito, and I ordered that thing that's like a disc that's covered that has all the shit in it.
I don't know. Okay, Mexican pizza?
It's like, it's crunchito or something. I don't know. But by the time I got done with the second burrito, I said I should have stopped there.
Yeah.
Because then I woke up, you know, with the rumbles.
In high school, I lived on Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had it in 20 years. Yeah.
Well, that's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
It was fun.
I want to thank Ethan Moore and Sarah Dober for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
By the way, guys, big week this week. We got a great show at Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. Mark Price, Skippy from Family Ties, is our headliner. Boston Globe says he's wicked funny. And we need you to come out. And if you guys don't start coming out, guess what? I'm not booking any more shows. I'm at that point.
On.
I'm done. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of that. I've had it. There's too much shit going on. By the way, there's no more Goldfinger. Kibosh that deal. No more Goldfinger. And I think it's time for Dougie to just worry about his own bookings. And
Dougie's pulling the plug.
I'm done. I'm done helping. I don't
Unless
give a fuck about the local comedy scene anymore. Bunch of pricks. That's it.
That's
I don't have
for
time.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm tired of helping fucking people. Next time I go to an open mic, don't ask me shit. I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. Anyway, that's all we have time for. By the way, I'm this Saturday. Hold on. I think it's this Friday.
Give out your dates, Dougie.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you all. Wait, let me just tell you when I'm going to be.
Let me
you
tell
guys should
you guys
come
see me. I'm going to be at the VFW NAMM Nights this weekend with Nadim. Awad and you.
Those are always fun
shows. You're featuring this weekend.
Am I?
You and Nadim are co-featuring.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, at the NAMM Nights in Palm Beach.
Nice.
For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. And join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Ciro.
Check out Comedy Tour at the 19th Hole and at Ciro Comedy.
Ethan?
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. Also, check out my podcast, Mean and Sober. Mean and Sober on YouTube.
There you go. Guys, tomorrow, Peter Leonard and Elgin David. And I will have Mark Skippy Price in the studio on Wednesday. So tune in on that. It'll be early in the morning, by the way, around 11 o'clock in the morning. Go to our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page for details. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.